It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I just feel your love.
Of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. That's right. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. How is everybody? Right now, here we are wrapping up the end of our year. Usually I try to offer my episodes as sort of timeless things you could listen to any time of the year. And this episode actually is no exception, even though I am recording it in December and it's technically one of the last episodes of the year. And it does embody a lot of the energy of things that we close for the year. As you'll listen, you'll discover that things that we close and things that we open are not limited to just December or January or once a year. It's an ongoing process. It's something that happens every month of the year or should be happening every month of the year. It just happens that right about now, many of us sort of look toward this. You know, we open our eyes to it. We think, oh yeah, the year wraps up. The new year begins. We're more conscious of it. Let's state it that way. So if this is your first time listening to Flow Dreaming, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm delighted to have you here. You are absolutely invited to join our Flow Dreaming family. We have a big community, actually, that's sort of evolved over the last decade, largely pinned on this podcast, 10 years running, actually. Next year, we'll be moving into our 11th consecutive year of Flow Dreaming. If you want to find out more about the podcast, the show itself, do visit the website. That's flowdreaming.com. F like Frank. It's not slow dreaming, although that's kind of cool, too. It is flow dreaming. At its heart, really, it's a method, a way of manifesting, creating, relating with the universe, with life, with yourself. It has become a kind of practice, a technique, a discipline, a philosophy, wherein we're able to change ourselves from the inside out, become very powerful, become focused, to become very gentle with ourselves, to remain in a constant state of connection, alignment, to grow things like self-trust, self-awareness, so much. Beautiful community. I invite you to step into it. Go to the website and you'll learn more. So our topic today, right? It's a wrap. Why you need to close certain energies on your year or on your month or on insert whatever here. I'm going to ask you some questions over the course of today's show and I hope you answer them. This is going to be an interactive show today. In other words, we actually won't be taking any calls. We will be strictly focusing on what's going on inside of us, what we want to let go of, and frankly, what we want to keep. Now, I'll be following this up in January with some shows that take you on the other side of this. What are you launching? What are you growing? What are you becoming? What are you now putting into place now that you've done some of the cleanup? In the past, I've called this episode Goodnight Year, if you want to look it up in some of the older archives. It's very important that we do this. It is a way to clear space, clear the decks, and to give ourselves room. right? Give ourselves room. Have you ever noticed how this time, December, is often, how do I say this nicely, can be one of the most difficult times of the year for a lot of people. We give ourselves way less room in December, and yet we add in so much more. First of all, it's when a lot of our holidays occur. We have Hanukkah right now. We have Christmas right now. We have people, even if they're not participating in one of those holidays, maybe they're doing some form of gift giving or exchanges. We have family. So we instantly are triggered in so many ways in this one particular month of the year. Family triggers. We have money triggers, triggers about debt, triggers about not being good enough or having enough or giving enough. All of this starts to erupt in us. We also have the triggers of what have I personally done? As I look back, did I do enough? Was I good enough? Did I fail? Did I succeed? It all comes to a head in the energy of this month. And this is why when we feel stressed out and harried and overwhelmed, you can just look at this and say, ah, I've brought in all these extra energies. All of these extra triggers are now erupting. And yet, have I made space for them? Or have I just added them on to an already full energy schedule? Remember, from the flow dreaming point of view, everything is energy. Everything is emotion. And it's a matter of weaving the emotion, weaving the energy, and being, frankly, being. You being who you are, what you are. So as you're adding all of this extra stuff now, all of these extra triggers and pulls and pushes onto who you are, and everyone else around you is doing the same thing, everyone in your house, everyone at school, everyone at work, everyone at the grocery store, everyone at the shopping mall. Wow. Can you see why it's such a charged month? In fact, I was thinking as I was doing some research for the program today, I would like to Google and see how many breakups occur during December. I would bet it's one of the top months for relationships coming and going. A lot of people tell me this, a lot of my students, a lot of my clients. December, it's always the month when I, you know, break up. Again, the pressure is there. So this hour, we are going to release the pressure. Like a tire, you know. In fact, it was so cold this morning. Every time this happens, I get in my car and the low tire weight, lights up on my dashboard. Whenever it's super cold out, my tires go down. They deflate. So this is energetically what we are trying to allow ourselves to do today. To release and to let go. To clear the decks and to clear space. So that we can encounter what we're going to encounter this month, so we can hold it. And not only that, so as we make this transition into the new year, into next year, we're ready. We've already said good night, moon, good night to all those things that we have enjoyed and supped on and are ready to say, okay, we've done it. So let's get started here. Think about some things. You have a pencil, paper, pen, paper. You can even use the notes app on your phone, whatever it is you want to jot down with, right? Be thinking, what did I create or manifest this year? What did I create or manifest this year? Now, obviously, I'm going to give you just, 30 seconds here because you're listening to something and maybe not everyone's doing it. But I want you to come back and answer the question, even if you only get going on it now, for all of these. What did I create or manifest this year? Then I want you to write down what got launched but petered out, right? What got launched but then sunk back down to the ground, didn't take off. It's important we look at this. Okay, next question. What got launched and soared? Soared. What did I launch? What did I create that took off? Did better than I expected, that grew in me more than I thought it would grow. Remember, these things that we're talking about, they're not just external things. These can be internal as well. Maybe you launched a process of self-love and forgiveness, and that took off and soared. Write it down. And last, what got put on hold and pushed ahead to some future date? In other words, what was deferred? What was deferred to some future date, some future time, still not ready, still can't do it yet, still not decided yet, still not sure of. So if you have a grasp of these four questions, you're starting from a really good place. Because these four questions help you answer, what do I release and what do I carry forward? Okay, what do I release and what do I carry forward? In fact, you could even write that down as your fifth question. What do I release and what do I carry forward? Notice that this has a very similar feel to some of the goal setting processes that are out there, but we haven't set any goals yet. And we're not going to. Doing something different. This is about evaluation, clarity, release, permission to release. So what I want to teach you next is when you take this list and when you're looking at these things, what I made, what did well, what didn't do well, what got put on hold, what do I let go of and what do I carry forward? I'd like you to have an understanding of how you let go of things. How do you let go of things? Now, think, did anybody ever teach you this? Did your mom sit you down? Honey, I want to teach you how to let go of things now. Maybe, or maybe it's more like the way most of us were taught, which is you just kind of started doing it. And if it worked, you did more of it. And if it didn't, you did less of it. And sometimes it was not clear at all what you were doing. Now, when you let go of things, they often just sort of happen. You do it without even conscious intent. It's just, yeah, I was doing that for a while and then I kind of stopped, right? Is that the majority? I'd like you to learn and think about a process of consciously releasing, consciously letting go. It's kind of like, you know, if you're a parent and you're putting your kids to bed, you're firm. It's bedtime. Bedtime. Get in bed. You state it. You enforce it, but you're gentle with it. Releasing is the same way. It's time to put this away. It's time to put this one down. It's time to say, all right, I did that job last year. I'm not doing it now. I'm releasing that. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to carry it forward. If I do, there's no reason for it. I'm going to release that anger toward this person that I created last year. I'm putting it to bed now. I'm being gentle. I'm being firm. There's no reason to carry it forward. I'm going to let go of that desire that I had last year to have this be my relationship for ever and all. Because at this point, I don't know if I still want that. So I'm going to let that go. So as you start to think about the things that you let go, right? Notice most of them are things that aren't working for you anymore. You've outgrown them. You've changed your mind about them. Now, this is where it gets kind of funny because we have all kinds of baggage about things that we change our mind on or outgrow. Baggage comes up. Well, maybe I don't really want to let that person go. Maybe I'm not really to let go of that anger. Maybe I am still holding on to the dream of that job. Maybe I am still, you know, fill it in again. If you're holding on like that, you have to realize you are allowing the thing that already occurred to continue to occupy energetic space, emotional space, manifesting space inside of you. If it's occupying that space, yet it's not part of your life, what have you got? You've got kind of an invisible plug, right? It's an invisible space holder. The old thing isn't there anymore. The new thing can't come in. The space is being held. You know, it's like when you go out to a concert or something and you're a restaurant or whatever, you throw your gloves on the table or your pair of sunglasses. My spot, nobody take it. I'm going to be back. No one else can claim it. It's the equivalent of doing that. Now, if you've got one or two things in your life and it's sort of small, that's fine. But the big stuff, you don't want to be in that space very often. It's better to release, let it go, and let the new thing start to develop and grow. But why can't we do that? Why is it so hard to say goodbye? This is where our hang-ups, our patterns, our emotional selves get involved. We became invested. We attached our sense of self to that thing. If we let that thing go, we let go of a piece of ourself. We start to talk in terms of, I failed. Again, it didn't work for me. I didn't make it. You can think of all the different things that come up for you when you let it go. I can't let go of that person. I still love them. It's really important for you to get clear. And you can notice that I'm even being very thoughtful and sort of meditative about this as I speak it. Because these feelings do come up. Even as I say them, things come up for me. But what I'm very conscious of, what I'm aware of, is that every time I feel a pull toward that thing that I know has passed me, there's a little piece of lack thinking holding me onto it, or holding me to it. A little piece of lack thinking. Because if I could truly say good night, I love you, we were wonderful together for the 6 months or 3 months or 4 years or however long, if I really could say that with an open heart, with real freedom and release, I would not be in any place of lack about it. I would be full. I would be complete. And as I turn my face toward what comes next, I would have the sense that something is coming. I know it. I have trust. I have complete trust. See, it's the lack of trust for most of us that makes us hold tight to these things that we don't need, that we don't align with anymore. We know we don't, but we don't really trust we're going to get anything else. So we're looking backwards. We're truly, truly looking backwards because we don't see yet what's next. Trust is what opens you up to your next set of things. Lack is what ties you to what's already been. Can you guys hear that? That's my cat. In case you hear her purring. She's the size of a small whale, so I don't dare push her off my desk. It would sound like, you know, a whale falling onto the ground. All right. Little interruption. Move, kitty cat. All right. Here. I have to dump her. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Wow. All right. Sorry to interrupt your process. It is a live taping. You get what you get. So what I want you to do, getting back to this feeling of I can let it go. And it will be replaced. I can let it go, and it will be replaced with what I'm more aligned to. I can let it go, and it will be replaced with what is more important for me, with my next step. Who's stuck, right? Raise your hand. Who's stuck here? Right now, you stuck? Does it feel like maybe I might be speaking to that? You're holding on to what was. You're not sure of what's coming. You're not trusting what's coming. You're right there in that middle zone. You've thrown your sunglasses on the table. Nobody can sit there, but you're not sitting there either. Right in that place. Take your sunglasses off the table. Can you trust there'll be another table? I'll get an even better seat. That was my seat from last year. It wasn't as good as the seat I'll get next year. And that right there, that statement should have triggered in many of you an enormous sense of lack. How do you know? How do you know that next year won't be worse than this year? How do I know? Because you are what you create. You create what you are. What I am inside is what my life reflects back to me. And I can see it. My life is evidence of me, right? My life is evidence of me. If I'm anticipating that this year ahead is going to be worse than last year, won't bring me things, won't help me, I will indeed receive that. It will. And all my actions will follow along that same line of thinking. I literally will do things to make sure that that's true, because I'm going to be hedging my bets. I'm going to be anticipating that lack. I'm going to be preparing for it. All of those things that will ensure that next year is not so great. That's not how I live. When I live in flow, I'm living in a state of trust. I'm living in a state of connection. I'm living in a state of alignment. I'm living in that belief, that understanding, that as much as I am the one directing where things go, creating and thinking of them, flow is reflecting that back second by second in what it serves up. You know, it's like if I were to go to a restaurant and select something off the menu, I'm choosing. I am making the choice. The restaurant will deliver what I choose. It will deliver. That's the point. You have to start looking at your life the same way. We'll deliver what you select, but you don't make that meal. You don't make the meal. You do put yourself in the right place at the right time with the means to accept the meal, pay for the meal, enjoy the meal, experience the meal. You don't make the meal. Seeing how this works? Little tutorial in what flow dreaming actually is, hidden in a process. So remind yourself of this. Energies are meant to pass away. They're meant to pass away. And you can trust deep down all the way through yourself. If I need to experience this again, if this is something I'm letting go of with a sense of heartache, if I'm letting go of it with a sense of failure or despair or discouragement or I coulda, shoulda, I trust that my flow will give it to me again. It'll give it to me again. I can release, and it will give it to me again. And this is accompanied by much purring. I guess this is the purring show. I can't seem to dislodge her from my desk. She wants to be in on the podcast too. All right, so I'd like to bring you all right now into a little process with me. Normally, you're used to hearing me do a flow dream toward the end of the show, but I'm going to do this right now, a process. Actually, you know what? Not right now. I'm going to do it in 2 minutes because I forgot we have a break. So we're going to come back and I'm going to help you with a release process where you can actually bring something to mind and we're going to let it go and flow. So stay with me and I'll be back in just a moment. Hey, it's summer again. And yes, we're on break, but I wanted to share some important stuff with you about the hugely amazing and gorgeous Me School of Flow. Right now, it's either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. This means that I'm accepting students that I work with personally over the year ahead. And I teach you to do what I do, how to think how I think, how to work with flow, manifest, create, and use the universe the way it's meant to be used. You're going to create amazing things using flow. You'll also open and expand your empathic intuition. After doing this for a number of years, I can tell you, Me Schoolers make strides and hit goals way beyond what they think they're going to be able to do going in, over and over. You don't have to be a superstar going in because that's what we're going to turn you into once you get there. If you're ready to go big, if you know you need to deepen your spiritual practice and your personal growth, then this is where you need to be. Your life, after all, only grows as big as you do. So Me School is online. That means you'll connect with me from all over the world. What to do next? Click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com. You'll see an area that talks about Me School. During enrollment, you can set up a free 20-minute call with me. And during waitlist times, I invite you to send me a note telling me about your interest. Okay, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Okay, now here is the process I was talking about, where we're going to experience what it's like to let go and clear the decks and say goodnight, while at the same time allowing this beautiful space to open up in us so that we move through the holidays and we move in through the new year. And there's nothing that we're holding on to that's just taking up emotional space in us. So we can come into the new year with a beautiful sense of, I'm ready. And of course, if you're listening to this any other time of year, so you can come into next week with a sense of, I'm ready. Next month, I'm ready. Okay. Close your eyes with me, please. And I want you to recognize this is not meditation. I want you to become emotionally involved, emotionally engaged in this process. And I'm going to ask you to see things, visualize, but that's not important. That's just sort of window dressing. That just keeps your mind busy, gives it something to do, while we do the real work, which is the feeling state work, the emotional state work, where I'm going to ask you to cultivate states of feeling and connect them to the sense of flow and alignment and the greater you, the greater self, the higher self, the flow self, the energies of everything that is, all rushing and swirling forward like a beautiful river of bright colors mixing together. This is our flow of life, the minutes that tick by, and the hours and the days, the experiences that we're continuously bringing inside of ourselves. All of it. Take a deep breath with me and release it all the way, allowing your whole body to relax. Relax and let go. Your abdomen is expanding, chest expanding and releasing, shoulders dropping, neck releasing, jaw releasing, allowing your neck, your jaw to roll on your shoulders. All tension is gone. Allowing your brow to smooth. Allowing your arms and your legs to sink and settle. Moving into this grand and beautiful place. A place you know of as flow. The flow state, pure flow. Timeless. Effortless. Moving. The same feeling as when you're deep in a daydream. A good daydream, something that's lighting you up inside, something you wish would happen. And you forget where you are. You forget the minutes that have passed. You even forget what you're doing. Because you're occupying some other space, some other time. And your consciousness has released without you even realizing it. It's moved there naturally by itself. You didn't even have to ask. It's just built in you to do so. The same is happening now. Feeling yourself moving forward like an ice skater. An ice skater on a beautiful plane of light, glowing ice. The ice isn't cold. It's not even particularly hard. It's an ice made of energy, light, information, flow. And it stretches before you as far as you possibly can see. And you realize with delight and a whoop, a shout of happiness, if I just move slightly, I'm propelled forward so far, so quickly, it's effortless. I don't even know how to skate. Yet I'm moving, I'm flowing, and I don't have to ask where or how. This energy, this plane, this beauty just opens up before me and I just move into it, constantly moving forward. I can see way, way, way out there. There it is. There's the leading edge of it all. That leading edge is always right there before me, but I'm always moving ever, ever toward it. And as I look back behind me, I can see this broad and beautiful backstory. Everything I've already experienced, all the places I've been, Looking back, I can feel a whole year behind me. I can feel several years behind me. I can feel a decade. I can feel a life behind me. And even if I look at that life behind me and I think to myself, oh, I went all which ways? Sometimes I was going forward and flow, and sometimes I felt like I was going sideways and backwards and all over the place like a crazy etch-a-sketch. I also realize that it's led me right here. Has led me into my future. Has led me into my now. My now is ever present. And those experiences, they're just things that I scooped up one after another in my now. And they all lay behind me in a beautiful display. And my now is always in alignment. It's always in flow. It is truly never off track. And I can feel that alignment. I can feel it like two gentle walls springing up beside me, guiding me. Can't go wrong. I can't get off track. If I even start to, those gentle little walls nudge me back where I need to be. And those walls are created by me, my feelings, my statements, my emotions, things that I say to myself like, here is how I'm feeling. Here is how I want to feel. This is what I want to experience. This is what I am. This is what I expect. This is who I am. This is how I behave. These are the actions I'm taking. Flow, reflect all of this to me and around me. Build something based on this. Build something that wildly delights me, that fills me, that I want to drink in and have and be. So when I turn my head again and I'm looking at what's behind me, I'm realizing I've already let all of that go. I've already let it go. It's behind me. And that feeling that I have to hold on to it, cling to it, keep it, define myself by it, that's all under my power. I can choose. Some things, yeah, I am keeping. I am defining myself by. And I allow one or two things like that to pop up, to spring up in my mind and my heart and my feelings right now. What are those things I did last year that I soared with? I excelled with? Yeah, I'm keeping those. Keeping those. I'm keeping them in my present. I'm hugging them closely. I'm saying to them, yeah, you, and you. You are forming the basis with me of what we're going to be as we go forward. Yeah, I still want you. I need you. You're a good piece of me. And I feel that. And now I look at some of those other things that I experienced last year. And I say to them, you will always be with me. Will always be with me. I couldn't let you go and leave you behind completely if I wanted to. Because I experienced you, you are part of me. You will always be part of me. All experiences are part of me. So I don't have to fear that I'll lose you. I don't have to fear that you'll be gone for good. And I don't have to continue defining myself by you. I can set you in proper position. And in this case, the proper place inside me is one that I've set aside. Where I've said, I did experience all I wanted from you. I did. I felt it. I had it. I was it. But I don't think I want to keep completely defining myself by you. And as I say these words, I'm feeling those mistakes come up. Those errors. Those difficult, hard months. I'm feeling those come up. Those are the things that I'm saying. I experienced you, but I don't need to keep experiencing you. I release you. I release you. I acknowledge you. Accept you. And the space I make for you is like putting a little porcelain figurine on a shelf inside me. I keep you. You're part of me. And you're safe. But you're not part of my daily activity. And I'm going to define myself by more than you. Much more. Much more than you. And as I say that, I take a big breath in my flow, a big breath of release, of acknowledgement. I'm allowed to do this. I give myself permission to do this. I can let you go. And I choose to let you go. And now I let my eyes sweep forward again, sweeping forward right there. And it's like I'm standing before a beautiful table, set with a white tablecloth of the highest quality. And on this table, everything that's before me will come to pass. All the things, the wishes, the dreams, the hopes, me, who I am, will be built, presented on this table for me to take in, to experience. And I'm recognizing this table is only as clear as I've been able to release and make space for it to be clear. So if there's anything left, I dust it off, like dusting off crumbs. My table is ready. I'm prepared. Next course, I say. Next course. With that beautiful blooming feeling inside me, inside my heart, I allow myself to step forward. Step forward, grasping all the beautiful energies that will be coming to my table, coming to my day, coming to my month, coming to my year. I'm eager for them. I await them. I say, teach me, show me, grow me, expand me, fulfill me, treat me, love me. All of those qualities, all of those things are with me now, starting now. And with that, I open my eyes and return from flow. So that is a general healing and releasing flow dream. Looking at all those things we've made or created, developing peace with them, developing clarity around them, getting that sense of this I need to continue to hold on to an experience, and these other things, no, I don't need to. They can remain part of me without being the guiding force of my future. Because now I'm choosing new things to be that guiding force. Guys, I hope you enjoyed that, right? It's very clearing. It's very strong. Very strong in what it can do. All right, stay with me. I believe we have one more break. And when we get back, I will have more on this subject of how to organize your energy, how to clear the decks, how to get real strong and focused inside yourself, which I hope you're feeling now. So we'll be right back with more Flow Dreaming. Here we are on a quick break, and I have a few suggestions for you. First of all, if you're wondering how to flow dream or what flow dreaming really is, I have a free gift bag of downloads for you on my website right now. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email. That's it. You'll get the downloads right then, instantly. And they're a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream. And I give you a free flow dream to start with. This saves me from reteaching the basics over and over again on this show. And it gives you the first step toward a freaking awesome life. You're going to find these downloads on my homepage right now. So pop in your email and I'll send them right over to you. Next, my manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com is what underwrites this entire show. It brings it to you free every week, and it has for the last 10 years, which is saying quite a lot. And what's there? amazing playlists on all kinds of topics, MP3s, flow dreams that end fear, that get you unstuck, that can get you to your perfect career, that can get you out of debt, help you find your soulmate, so much more. These playlists are incredibly powerful, highly effective. My inbox is full every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who've received eye-popping bonuses, who've reduced massive amounts of pain or healed themselves in so many different ways. So please go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to pick up and start using to change your life with. Okay, back to the program. Hey, did you guys hear me mention there that Me School is now enrolling? Actually, I don't know if it said it specifically in those little break messages, but in fact, it is enrolling. The new year is starting in January. I will be speaking to tons of new potential students. What you can do is go to my website at flowdreaming.com. Just click on Me School. What I do is I open these little 20-minute sessions where I talk with really anybody who has been pondering the idea of I'm ready to make a giant change in my life. I need to get powerful. I need to get focused. I need to make decisions. I need to trust myself. I need to get more intuitively connected. Any of these things. Boy, Me School covers so much. So quickie little note, we are now open. And this only happens, well, let's see, it happened twice last year. We actually did have a second class because we filled the first class, had such overflow, we had to reopen a new one. Again, I don't know that that will happen this year. So if you are interested, please go check it out. So let's get back to our topic here. How you guys feeling, right? After we did that beautiful closing of the energies flow dream. Some things come up for us, right? We say to ourselves often, I really want to release this. I really want to be over it. But then we discover there's a part of ourself that's holding on. I can't really put it down. I'm afraid to completely put it down. What if I put it down and it never comes back again? And all the stuff comes up. So there are ways around that, right? There are ways of talking to yourself, talking to flow that allow you to let go and yet know that if you need it, your flow will just offer it up to you again, right? This is what it feels like to be in a state of total assurance, total trust. I get what I need when I need it, right? Whenever I say that phrase, it's like, I should trademark that darn phrase. Reminds me of the Rolling Stones song. You know, you can't always get what you want. It's like, no, I think you got that wrong, actually. I get what I need when I need it, always. So I want to close our program today with just some thoughts here about distance, because distance is one of those things that can be a make or break for you in the process that we just went through. When we look forward in our flow and when we look backward in our flow, I want you to realize that these visuals are just visuals, right? They are just ways for me to get your brain to evoke a feeling, to evoke an emotional state. It's the emotional state that communicates with your flow, with your greater self. It is not the visuals. But we often mistake visuals as being real and true. We mistake that sense of distance as the future is out there before me, the past is way behind me. That is not so. You are made of both your future and your past and your now. All right now. It's really hard to wrap our minds around that, especially the future, because we think, well, it hasn't happened yet. But the way that I work in the world, that my Me Schoolers work in the world, we look at our future as our having launched a volley of arrows, right? You know, think Hunger Games here for a minute. All these arrows are flying out from us every moment. Arrows of thought, arrows of intention, arrows of action, arrows of feeling. These arrows are going to land. Where they land defines what you receive. And every moment, every thought, every feeling state you're in is creating this volley of arrows. So in essence, your future is being created right now. The trajectory, the most likely outcomes created right now. Now, some of these are short-term outcomes because time, in fact, is involved, right? Short-term outcomes. After this, I have a phone call planned at 1 o'clock, and then around 2 o'clock, I get back to writing my newsletters. Okay, so I have a day planned, a volley of arrows, of energy, of expectations that I've created. This is the future. But notice, I've made it now. I will walk into it, but my expectations are happening now. And every moment, my expectations are going to adjust as things in my future adjust. So please collapse this feeling that things are far away from you in either direction. There is no far away. There's no far away. This means that when you want to close an energy, it's not like it's going to travel way far away from you and you'll lose it forever, especially if it has still some value to you. It's more like closing a book that you've been reading constantly. At some point, after you've reread that book 100 times, you get really bored with the book. You naturally want to move to the next book. If you're in a place of fear and lack, you say, where's the next book? What's going to be in the next book? But if you realize, hey, I'm the writer, you can start writing that next book anytime. And the book you were just reading, it's part of you. You are the script. You're just closing it. It's not far away. It's always there. It can be reopened any moment for you to experience. Now, some people we know, they like to keep certain parts of their books open all the time, like their drama books, right? They're not done with it. They keep creating it over and over. It makes them feel alive. Some of us have decided, we don't like drama so much. We have other ways of getting our kicks. Other things make us feel alive, like wild dancing, like good deep friendships, like traveling the world. So be careful about those things you've become habituated with. You can let those go too. You can let that drama go. You can let those fears go. Those are habits, habituated energy patterns, rereading the same parts of the same book over and over. You can put the book down. It'll still be in you. It's not far away. Okay, so this about wraps up. Oh, I just want to say how much I love you guys, how beautiful you all are. Blessing to have spent this year with you. You know, it's been, like I said, 10 years now on this podcast, wrapping it up. For me, it's been a pretty, you know, tremendous year, personal year. Personally, I battled breast cancer. I am a happy breast cancer survivor right now at this point, as they call us. I like to even think past the term survivor because it makes me always think of the opposite too easily. I haven't come up with the phrase yet, but believe me, I will, of what I will refer to myself as. So as I look forward to my year ahead, what I will be creating in January, I have a whole different way that I'm going to share with you. Actually, I'll give you a little peek. I will be having a free webinar in January, where we put together what we want our year to look like. And this is free to everyone, all of you, anybody, all over the world, all over the earth. You don't have to be a musical student. You don't have to be anything. But you do have to be on my newsletter. That's the only way you'll get my, the only way you'll get an invitation to attend. And I'm going to explore what the other side of this looks like, which is, where do we go now? How do I set up a year without goals in particular? I think that's especially juicy. I have a way, and I'm going to be playing with it next year. A year without goals, and how it can be your most phenomenal year yet. So stay tuned for more of that. I will be back with all of you after a little Christmas break, although we have some encores coming up in the next couple of weeks that I think you'll really, really enjoy. They are some of my best shows that I've had. So if you want some hand-selected shows that I really, really think you should listen to, check them out. Okay, that's it for me. My love goes to you all, and I'm going to see you guys all next year for more Flow Dreaming. Take care. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.